Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What a wonderful day this is. No matter what's going on, Jesus is shining through every situation. If only we will look up and live and receive the blessed plan that he had for us. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll do the directing of our path. Oh, he is so wonderful. God, we just want to get to a place that we'll wake up adoring you and glorifying and loving on you and magnifying your name no matter what our circumstances is. We thank the Lord for he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. I thank God, glory to God, because he is worthy to be praised. I thank God for his loving kindness. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Oh, I praise God for another day that he's added into our lives. God, I pray that our eyes will come open the more for your word and receiving it and obeying the command, ears to hear. And as you said, not enough for us to know, but we must be in a place, glory to God, to be a doer of the word. I bless the Lord for you. Thank God for the woman of God that's coming on tonight to deliver the bread of life. God, oh, feast at the table. Help us to learn to feast at the table of your word and take on your word for us, not to turn back around and try to dissect it for glory for somebody else. But God, where do I find myself in the word? So God, we thank you for the word that comes to bring salvation, deliverance, healing, and wholeness, encouragement, or even corrections. And you said you correct those that you love. So we love you, Jesus. We bless you and thank you because you are such an awesome God. So I am celebrating Jesus. I'm going to celebrate and glorify him because it's only him that in him we live and move and have our being. It's him, glory to God, that gets all the glory. It's him that will bless us in our valley situation, in our grief situation, in our mountaintop experiences, in our don't know situations. But glory to God, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You have the answer for everything. So we just love you, we adore you, we magnify you. God, as you told Joshua, to be strong in the Lord. And as Joshua 1 and 9 says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whatsoever thou goest. Psalms 37 and 5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. And Philippians 1, 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun, hallelujah, a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the kind of God we serve. We just learn and glory to God the more that God, I will trust you. I will believe what your words say. I'll be moved by your spirit. Glory to God. So be encouraged to be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. Commit your way unto him and be confident to know, glory to God, if he started a work, he's going to finish it. So no matter what the devil say, no matter what circumstances say, don't let that dictate and manipulate your life. We praise God tonight for the word that's the scripture that went forth, the word that's coming forth, the breaking the bread of life for Evangelist McCormick, the mother, glory to God, in Zion. And God, we thank God for the strong desire that she had to fulfill the will of the Lord. Praise God. I do want to read this scripture that came. I was looking at some things today, and I definitely want to. You know how it is when you get ready to do something, don't touch them. There it is. God just blessed you anyway. I'm not even going to give the devil no glory. To the glory of Christ. Thus said the Lord, let not a wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boast of this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. And that's the Lord. Jeremiah 9:23-24. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. Scriptures have been read. Encouragement has been said. Glory to God. And we're going to pray and get ready to receive this vessel that God has appointed for such a time as this to bring forth the message tonight. Evangelist, glory to God. Mother McCormick, glory to God. That the Lord bless her. Mother Magdalene, the Lord bless. Right now, Father, we bless you tonight and thank you so much this evening. Lord, you are so wonderful. God, nobody can give us this kind of joy but you. joy no matter what's going on, the joy of the Lord. Not something happening just to say I was happy, but him that will bless us, glory to God, no matter what's going on in our lives. So we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. As we submit ourselves today to you, search our hearts. You find anything that's transgressing against your will and your command. Forgive us, but reveal it, and God, help us to have a mindset to make the changes and be transformed even the more into your image. We bless tonight, glory to God, for this vessel. Your word is already anointed, so anoint your vessel the more. As she opened her mouth and decree and declare and receive what God has downloaded in her spirit to pour back into the body of Christ. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church tonight. We thank you for your visitation. We thank you, glory to God, for keeping us every day and every night. Thank you, Lord God, that we will rightly divide the word of truth and we'll receive that you have for us and even share it in the name of Jesus. We love you and we glorify you. At this time, praise the Lord, we're going to open the lines, glory to God, for none other than glory to God, our messenger for tonight, Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to just pray, and then I want to sing just a little tiny song, and then I'm going on with the word. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon, God, as humble as we know how, Father. Lord, we come, God, asking you, Lord God, to speak through me on tonight. God, we come asking you, Lord God, to forgive us for all our sins right now and cleanse us and make us what you want us to be, God. Help us to be used by you, God. As I open up my mouth, God, let it be you speaking, God, not just the flesh speaking, but let it be you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. And I just want to sing this little song. Jesus said, if you lean on me, Jesus said, if you just lean on me, Jesus said, if you just lean on me, and I won't let you fall, if you just lean on me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Jesus told me if I just lean on him, he won't let me fall. And he's speaking to each and every one out there on today. If you just lean on him, he won't let you fall. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My strength be coming tonight from Mark, the 10th chapter, and verse 46. I'm going to read verse 46 to 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Tyson, said by the highways, Tyson, sitting by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be a good comforter, rise, he called thee. And he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. As I was reading this scripture on the day, as I was studying on it, and it said, and they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of sat by the highway side, begging. Now, this man was sitting by the highway side, and he was begging. And I believe that he was wanting something. He was wanting something from the Lord. But then it said when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth began to cry. He began to cry out. And he began to say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And so I began to think about sometimes, you know, as we sitting alone. Wait a minute. It said, excuse me, y'all. Well, let me get myself. I thought I had myself together, but let me. Okay. I believe when the blind man began to see clearly through the word that was spoken to him, it helped him to move past the problem as he prayed daily for wisdom to flow through us and for deep discerning and understanding. We can also get past something in our lives. Psalms 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I was just thinking about how this man was crying out to the Lord. He was just crying, and he was needing some help. And then other people were telling him to be quiet. And that's just where it is today. There's people crying out for God, for the Lord, and their people saying, won't you just stop talking about Jesus? Won't you just stop talking about it? But don't you stop talking about Jesus. You keep on crying out to the Lord. You keep calling on the name of the Lord, because there is power in the name of Jesus, and there's healing in the name of Jesus, and whatever we need is in the name of Jesus. And then he said, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, the great deal. And that son of David, have mercy on me. He needed something from the Lord. He was needing some help. He was tired of the situation that he was in, and he wanted a change to come in his life, because, you know, sometimes you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so he was tired of sitting there wanting something to happen, and it wasn't happening. And so then it says, then it said Jesus stood still. And so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, said unto him, be of good comfort, rise. And he called thee. And then he cast away his garment and rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And that's what Jesus is saying to us. What is it that you want me to do for you? You know, I done all I could do for you, but I yet can do more for you. I done died on the cross. I done shed my blood for you, but there yet more I could do for you. But you need to just call on me. You need to come to me. He said, I would no wise cast you out if you just come to me. And then he also said, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received sight and followed Jesus in the way. And sometimes as we going through situation, a lot of times that we may be thinking we seeing. We may think we really seeing, but we are blinded to some things that we not seeing clearly as we should see. That we are blinded, but we know if we can just get into the Word of God and just let the word is able to open up our blind eyes to a lot of things. I have a lot of things sitting down. I'll written down. I'm going to read these. The blind man probably was saying, I am moved out of this environment. Well, he was saying, I need to move out of this environment that I'm in. Sometimes you need to move out of some trouble that you might be in. Sometimes you need to get away from the environments of the wrong that's going on in the world today. that you want to see things different, that you don't want to stay that same way. Because this blind man, he had been sitting there by the wayside. He had been sitting by the roadside all that time. And I can imagine that he saw people coming through and they were enjoying themselves and they was doing this and they was doing that. And he was just sitting by the roadside and they were enjoying himself. And he probably wanted to be changed too. He probably wanted to get up and see things different than what he always has seen, because he probably had been sitting there a long time and blind and couldn't see. And he could have not even be blind in the natural. He could have been blind in the spiritual realm. He could have been blind that he just couldn't. He was seeing, but he wasn't seeing clear as in the spiritual realm that God wanted us to see. Sometimes we can see and not see. And so that could have been the way that he was blind. I don't know. It could have been a way that he was blind. But he wanted to be changed. He wanted to be different. He was tired of the way he was living. He was tired of just not able to do the things that he desired to do, that he wanted to be different. He wanted to be a whole, not only just his eyesight, he just wanted his whole entire body changed. He wanted to be different all over. And so that's what it was said in the Word of God when he was telling about the but it said, and he, in verse 50, where it said, he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. So he cast away that dirty garment that he had on. You know, as he came to Jesus, he came and God gave him a new garment that he could be different. That he don't have to walk that same way. That he don't have to sit by the highway and beg. That he don't have to beg for nothing no more. That when those people that was telling him to stop crying out to Jesus, that they may see him different. Maybe the next time they saw him, they could have saw. They'll see him different because he ain't sitting by the roadside no more. He have made a change in his life. His mindset is different. He have made a change in his mind that he said, I'm not going to stay like this. I'm going to come out of this situation. And it's just the way people are today. You don't have to stay in that same rut. You can come out of the situation that you're in. You don't have to stay that way. Jesus said, come unto me, all that is labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So you don't have to be the way you are. You can come out of the situation. He said, in no wise I will cast you out. He said that you don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to pull off this or that. Just come. All he wants you to do is just come to him. He said, come to me, and I'll do the work for you. If you just trust me, if you just hold on and trust me, just have that faith in me and see how I'll work it out for you. See how I can turn things around for you. See how I can open up doors for you that you thought that you could open, but you can't open nothing. You got to give it to me. I'll fix it for you. I'll open the door for you. I'll turn it around the way you want it to be, the way I want you to have it turned around. Call on me and see the I fix things the way you want, that the way I want it to be fixed. And so I just believe that God was that when the blind man was sitting there, he didn't realize that God was a comfort. He didn't realize God that he was going to make him different, that he was going to take the blindness off his eyes, that he was going to move and give him a new eyesight, that he could see different, that he could see the Word even different. He may have been reading the Word, but I know that he heard that Jesus was coming by. He knew that Jesus was coming by, so everybody was telling him to hold his peace, but he was saying, no, I'm not holding my peace anymore. I don't sit here long enough holding my peace. I ain't holding my peace no more. I'm believing in my Savior. I'm believing in Jesus that he can make a change in me. I'm tired of being like I am. I'm tired of looking like this. I'm tired of going through the same old, same old. There's going to be a change in my life. There's going to be some help for me. He said, call on the name of Jesus. And he called on it. And he cried out. And he cried and he cried. And I tell you, when you cry to the Lord, God, he'll come to your rescue. He'll come and see about you. Let me slow back down. It said, I believe when a blind man, no, I don't read that. Okay, wait a minute. It says in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. God does not want us to run from him. He wants us to run to him. He is saying, come to me. Whatever condition you may find yourself in today or any day, just come. You don't have to be in a good condition to come to him. Jesus is just saying, come. And you can come as often as you please. This door is never closed. Now, you may go to other places and it will be closed, but not Jesus' door. He is always there. When we call him, his line is never busy. When I was a child, my sisters and brother were sometimes wanting something from my parents, but they was afraid to ask. And I would always go for them. So sometimes they would have me to ask for what they wanted. I am glad that my Heavenly Father are not like my earthly father of other people that we deal with in life. Jesus is ready to help anyone who will come. So don't be afraid to draw near to God and simply ask for his help. You may feel like you are a nobody, but Jesus will let you know you are somebody. Trust him. He always offers his help to you, so take it. He is good. When a child gets hurt, the first thing he or she does is run to mom or dad. And if they can't help, they will cry until help comes. And the help that comes is Jesus. My grown children still come to me for help. So Jesus wants us to come to him for help too. He wants us to just come to him. Jesus wants us to just look to him, look to the hills from which coming our help. And all our help comes from the Lord. And I have to note what it says, speak on the word. And so I believe that the blind Bartimaeus man, he was sitting there by the wayside, and he heard that word, and he spoke on the word, he acted on the word, and he exercised the word. And everything that God did, he spoke on it. Everything God did, he spoke on it. And the reason we don't get something is because we are not speaking on it. We are not acting on our faith and believing. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. He's there all the time. Jesus is there all the time. Whatever we need, all we got to do is rely on him and just trust in him and just keep our faith in him. Jesus is always there. Whatever we need, ask in the name of Jesus. The name has authority. We speak with authority. And just like Sister Alexander, I think it's, if I'm not saying the wrong person, I think it's Sister Alexander, how she always say, know who you are. We got to know who we are in Christ. And we got to know that he's able and he's willing to work out situations, to bring us out of situation that we're going through, to know that he will take us through problems when it looked like the problem can't be worked out. We got to know he'll fix it for us. He'll take us through it. And he'll make a way when it seems like no way can be made. And like Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He's saying, is there anything? There's nothing too hard that God can do for us. It's too hard for us to do it. We can't do it. We have to trust him. Like the blind man. I guess he tried. He tried so hard to try to make it fixed, try to make it work out by him sitting on the side of the road. But I guess he said, I got when I hear about Jesus was passing by, that's my help right there. That's my help right there. When he passed by, I'm going to cry out. I don't care what. I'm going to cry out to him, and I'm going to get some help. And as I think about this today, people, cry out to the Lord. Call on the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name. There's healing in the name. And I remember before, I'm going to say my little testimony a little bit here. I remember before I got saved, I went through some things. I went through some tough things. And I'm just going to say what I'm going to say. I was going to the clubs. Yes, I was sinning. I was a sinner, so I was going to the clubs. And I was out there. And I went into the club one night, and I couldn't stay in there. I had to come up out of there. God was chasing me. He was chasing me. And I was with my friend, and I told him, I cannot stay in here. I got to get up out of here. So I went in that club, and I hadn't been back in a club since. But I went home, and I was crying, and I cried. And I never forget, my daddy came in my room, and he told me, he said, what's wrong with you, baby? I said, I don't know what's wrong with me. I didn't know what was going on with me. I didn't know what was happening. I knew I always wanted to be changed. I knew I always wanted to be saved, but I didn't know how to get saved. And I just cried and I cried. And so I remember one night they were having a revival somewhere, and I wanted to go to the revival because I was ready. I was ready. See, Jesus knows when you're ready. He knows when you're tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And he knew I was ready. And I went there. And when I went there, I received the Holy Ghost that night. I got saved. I received the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God. And when I come up out of there, when I came up out of it, I felt like I was baptized. When the Holy Ghost came on me, it felt like the Spirit of the Lord, I passed out. And when I passed out, I came back up. I felt like I had went down in water, and I wasn't even in no pool of water. But I was baptized in his spirit. And I thank God when I woke up the next morning, as I woke up, things was a little different. I could see a little bit different. I thought a little bit better than what I used to think. I realized that things were a little different than what it used to be. I didn't feel the same old way. And I realized it's not a feeling, but it's a no-so thing. You got to know this for yourself. See, nobody can't tell you that you're saved. Nobody can't tell you that you got it. You got to know you got it for your own self. You got to know what you got. And so I just thank God for what he did in my life, because I was tired of the life that I was living, and God made a change. Not saying I didn't fall down a couple of times or yet fall down, but I realized I can go to the throne of grace and I can find help in a time of need. So I thank God for that. So I just thank God. And also the scripture also said in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as through some things happen unto you. And Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of a good courage, for fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is it that do go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. There's something that I want to read. Something else I want to read. This is in a book. I just want to read this out, and I'm probably explain a little something on it after I read it. It said, Are you tired and weary? Life is not always as kind to us as we would like it to be. People hurt us. Circumstance disappointed us. And until we learn how to enter God's rest, we should find weary. Here is a open invited from Jesus. Come to me, all you who are labored and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will cease and reveal and refresh your soul. Anyone may simply come to do so require no special talent. We just need to be ready to say we need help and then humble ourselves and come to God's throne of grace and receive by faith the help and comfort that we need. Jesus go on to say in succeeding verse that he is humble, gentle, meek, and low, not harsh or hard or short or passing or pressure. He is making sure that we understand his nature. He is a helper who delight in lifting his people up. When the prodigal son returned home in Luke 15, his father was delighted. He had no attitude or I told you so. He didn't say I know you would waste your future and come in calling back to me for help. Rather, he saw his son a long way off and ran to him. I love the mental picture this story provides. The son decided to come home to his father, and when he did, he was met with favor and goodness. His father embraced him and kissed him. He ordered that the best robe be brought for his son. In fact, it was the feast robe of honor that was put on him. He received a ring, sandal, and a feast. It would seem that the prodigal, who wasted his father's money and embarrassed him by living a sinful life, instead punished not a party, but God is good even when we are not. Mercy gives the prodigal son a second chance. Grace gives him a feast. God is so good to us. He is yet able to see us through all the situations that we're going through. Because this man, this boy, he done went away, and he done spent all his money that his daddy had already gave him, and he was out there eating. Slop, like something like that. But anyway, he was out there wasting all his money and stuff. Then he had to come back home because he needed some help. But some fathers probably wouldn't even want to help him like that. But he didn't. He was so glad to see his son come back home. And that's just like Jesus wanting people now. Jesus is calling on us. He's calling on those that's out there that have left by his side, had left him, that was in the family one time, but they turned their back on him and they left him and went back the other way. He is saying, coming back. He's saying he's calling us, come back home to him, because time is drawing near and he wants us to come back to him. He says, come to me. I see what you're going through. I know your heart is heavy at times. I know sometimes you feel alone. I know sometimes that you be hurt. But I love you. I love in spite of all the things that you have done. And I know sometimes it get hard out there sometimes. But you trust in me and you lean on me. And you cast your cares on me because I care for you. And I know your shortcomings. I know how to work things out for you. But you got to trust and believe in me, and you got to keep looking to me. You got to keep your eyes focused on me, because I would never leave you nor forsake you. I would be there. I would be right by your side all time. And if you just humble yourself down in the mighty hands of God, he said, I will exalt you in due time. I will exalt you. And he just also letting us know, just let, come on, he just also let us know, like, in Romans 12, he said, beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sanctified, holy accepted to God, which is your reasonable service. He said, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and accepted and perfect will of God. So he wants us to just realize that sometimes our mind, a lot of times it's the mind thing. It's a mind thing that we're thinking in a wrong mindset. We have a wrong mindset in different areas in our life that we're thinking the same old things. And if we would just rely on what the Word is saying and just look to the hills and keep believing what the Word said, because the Word can give us consolation. The Word can bring us out. The Word can help us to see things different than we always have seen. And it just makes me feel so good to know that I know that I'm not on the way. I know I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I feel good. I can get into the Word and I can see things different when I read the Word. I begin to feel a whole lot different. I begin to see things different than I used to see things. And I praise God for the Word of God on tonight. And I thank Him for all what He's doing in my life, for how He keeps showing me things, and how He keeps letting me know that if I just cast all my cares on Him, that He wouldn't no wise cast me out, and that He loved me no matter how it looked. And as I was always thinking about how He kept me, as so many times that I traveled and went so many different places in my life, and how I always cried and I was wanting to come back to my own hometown, and He was right there, because He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He said, I'll be right there. I'll be beside you. I'll stand beside you. I'll talk with you. I'll be there no matter what you're going through. He is able. He is a good God. And I praise Him on tonight. I thank Him for His Word. I thank Him for His revelation of the Word of God on tonight. I thank Him because He is that God that sits high and see. He is my everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is what I need in a day and time like this. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful for Him taking me through all the things that I've been through. I praise Him on tonight for His anointed Word. And I praise Him for how He yet let me see things as I get into the Word and call on the name of Jesus, and knowing that the name of Jesus is a strong tower, that the righteous run there safe, knowing that there's healing in the name, knowing that there's whatever I need, I can trust the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am so grateful for His anointed Word on tonight. And I praise Him for just taking me through all my trials and tribulation. I thank Him right now for just all what He's doing in my life, and I praise Him for it. And I thank Him. And I have some more scripture. Mark 9:23 said, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Mark 10:27 said, and Jesus looked upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. And 1 Peter 5:6 said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about, seeking who he may devour, who resists steadfastly in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has call us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, and strengthen and settle you, and letting us know God will bring us out. He sees and he knows what we need. He know more about what we need than what we need know ourselves. And I just keep going back to destruction of Barnabas, with the blind man sitting at by the wayside, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me." People are crying out now and saying, "Have mercy on me." People are laying beside buildings and needing help and don't know how to get help. People are laying beside stores and people just in homes and sitting in houses and crying, and nobody don't know what they're crying about. Nobody don't know what they're going through. Only if they would just only believe that all things are possible, those that believe. If they could just only realize, just like Barnabas did, hear about Jesus. Some people probably ain't heard about Jesus. Their ears hadn't even been open to hear about Jesus. And some have heard about it and probably just ignore it, not really taking heed to the word of Jesus Christ. But Jesus is the answer. He is the only answer for us today. He is the answer of us for us today, that whatever we need Jesus Christ, because he the one that shed it, that sent his blood for us. He the one that died on the cross for us. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And I thank him for it on this afternoon. And I thank you for God for sending his son Jesus to die on the cross, that we can have life in these last and evil days. So I praise him for all what he has done, and I thank you right now for all that's listed on tonight, and I pray that I have said something, that I have said something to help somebody, as I had talked about the blind man that was sitting by the wayside. And also it let me know that, you know, seeing yourself from God's perspective, God looking at you through his word. And also he you know, as your eye, you know, it said, let your eye be single, which is the word of God. Let your eye be open to the things that you see. Sometimes you can look at something too hard. Sometimes you can just look at something and just that might not even be what you need to be looking at. It says, whatever you look at, continue will be manifest in your eye. It said the blind man said, we are coming out of this. You know, he just want to come out of that situation. He said, I see with, you know, you can see with your mind, your process, and not with your eyes. You can see sometimes you have a thought. And God knows our thought before we even think. He knows our thought. And so the Barnabas just was laying there, and he just wanted to be different. He just wanted to change. And the same way people are today, they want to change. They want to be different. They don't want to stay the same. And they can be changed. They can come out of whatever problem they might be coming out. So we thank God for everything that has been said, and I hope someone enjoy the word on tonight, and I hope I've said something that will help somebody on tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, my dear. We give God glory and honor, because truly many things were said that were for the ears of the believer, praise God, for to be transformed, and for those that are not believers, for them to come to know him and what he is and who he is. It was dynamic. And praise God, I thank God for the conversation earlier, yesterday, that the Lord blessed, and especially about some of all you that are labored and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me, because he's weak and low. His burden is light, and yoke is easy. I praise God for the word tonight. Mother McCormick, you did a dynamic job. It was very rich. I'm not going to try to go over it. You had some pieces in there. If we did do it together as though, and as God said today, you had the word. So there was no need for me to go back through some of the things that, praise God, that was coming out of the scripture, for some of the scriptures that you brought for the majority of. Some of it, some things that were totally different from what I would have bought, but then everything would have tied right back in. So I bless the Lord that being able to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And he said, you had it, and glory to God, he brought it forth through you. Thank God for you hearing and yielding and allowing God to manifest himself in you. So truly, I am richly blessed, and it charges the more and fires up the more and gives us that the more determination to seek out the face of God the more. Some things that he's been saying there, we need to get fortified in, but also some other things, glory to God, to not allow the cares of this life to turn back around and chip away some of the things that we know that we need to be walking in and doing, and not allow ourselves to start regressing. We got to keep pressing to make progress, because if we start just being idle, then the enemy going to cause us, glory to God, to regress. But if we just keep coming to him and keep casting the cares, well, our burdens will be light, because when we weigh them, when we hold them, then we'll be weighted down, bound down. Instead of looking until the hills were coming out of help, we'll be looking at circumstances and situations, and the Lord told us not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith. So I am really, praise God, encouraged, and I thank God for the word, and even through the time of family going through bereavement, listen, God can give you joy and peace in the midst of the storms. If we cast our cares upon him, continue to keep ourselves humble and obedient to him, he said that he cares for us. He cares for us. So no matter what, and he said he never leave us nor forsake, he will prove himself in every situation. So I thank God for the word. I thank God, glory to God, that we got to keep crying out unto him no matter what. Keep casting the care and crying out. Don't let people or situations or circumstances dictate to us, to manipulate us, to keep us from looking to the source of our supply, our Savior, our Deliverer, our burden bearer, our high tower, our strong tower, our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more-than-enough God. He's our provider. Glory to God. We thank him. Glory to God for being our healer, for our deliverer, our Savior most of all. And he saves us even not only for salvation, but save us out of a lot of situations and circumstances if we just keep casting. And some things we're going to have to go through because it's the making. And he went through so we can go through and tell us that we can be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious through Christ Jesus, even through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I am encouraged, blessed of the Lord, and so much more I can say, but I want to leave the line open over to God for others that may have prayer, just remarks, or either a little short prayer request for tonight, and just give God glory. And I thank God again for all of those, glory to God, that have been praying for our family in the midst of the children's father, glory to God, transitioning on. Thank God for even, glory to God, even as getting to the last of the ending of time, that salvation came forth in the name of Jesus. So we bless the Lord that even the peace of God was upon the face, but no matter what, and even the things that the children had gone through prior, all through that transition of everything they had to go through, the Lord blessed and bringing them through. One is on the road now with her husband and children. I'm headed to back to Arkansas. Just pray that you continue to pray for them. They've been delayed, so they're not going to get there like 12 o'clock at night like they thought. It may be like 4 o'clock in the morning, so they end up with their night driving a lot. So it's going to be a little challenging because they're a little tired. So we want to pray that they stay alert, angels being camped about, no mechanical failures or no incidents, accidents on the road. And thank God for the family here and all those that have been traveling on the road and those that are headed back to New York and wherever else, other places, and the family that's in D.C., that the uncle that had died, that another one of our brothers, they ended up one buried on Friday, the other one buried on Saturday. But nevertheless, God is who he say he is, and we will have to keep giving thanks to the Lord day by day, continue to wait on the Lord, and let him continue to give us courage, be strong in the Lord, as they said early with the scriptures, and keep our commitment to the Lord, and know that he is our burden bearer. He is, glory, everything that we need. So we just solicit your prayers and pray, glory to God, one for another. And I give God a glory again for this woman of God that came forth tonight, the prayer warriors that are so faithful, those, glory to God, that have been so blessed even while I was down. We thank God for Mother McCormick. Thank God for you. Thank God for Mother Willette and Mother Alexander. And they are so precious and so forth. Like Mother Willette, make sure she stop by and so forth like this, just to show her greetings and Mother Four on behalf of Mother Alexander too, and a token. We thank God for that, and thank God for all that was praying and standing in the gap and other things that was done in the background, and Pastor Bird and Pastor Burton, glory to God, they were there for doing scripture, and asked my daughter, had asked them to do so, and all the warriors that have been on the phone and everything, and pray continuously for Prophetess Lena, glory to God, through the stroke. I hadn't talked to her in the last day or two with everything going on, but also pray for Pastor Tweedy and so forth like this, because the enemy attacked her body. Then Apostle, much as God blessed and moved, the enemy attacked her, and she was laid out on the floor. She was saying just body fluids and whatever like this. When they found her, and she was in the hospital, she'd been in there about 7 days. We found out the other night, and so we've been praying for her and whatever. She said she was making some progress. I didn't get to talk to her during the time of the home going after that, or either today yet, but I've been having her in prayer. So y'all pray for her. They had to cut a temple vein up there too, and so it caused some other complications, but we believe in the Lord going to brace her up speedily. So both of them turn back around and have to have therapy. So one with the stroke and the other one that attacked. So the enemy is all about stealing and whatever, but nevertheless, he's a liar and the blood of Jesus is against him. So we want to stand with one another in prayer and thanking God for all of you that have been faithful to pray one for another, and all the people that we've been praying for on the lines and praise reports that have been coming back, and also the ones we still stand and believe in God for, and the others, glory to God. Nevertheless, thy will be done, Lord. That's all we can say. Continue to pray for our youth as they go back to school, no matter all the stuff that's going on in the world. We're in the world, but not of the world, but we got to pray. We watch them and pray and bind the force of the enemy. Thank God for their protection and their shield in the name of Jesus as well. We love the Lord. Praise God, and we thank God for you. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave the lines open. I'm going to open the lines for those that may have something that they want to share or say, and I'll let the computer phase out on that one. Let me go ahead and pull. Give me a moment to pull everybody up, please. Give everybody an opportunity to come on before we start speaking. And I'll let you know what the cue is in a minute. Just hold on, please. We give God glory because he is so wonderful. I can't give praise enough to the mighty God that we serve. Thank him for all that he's done, all the things that God is doing through everyone that he's set apart for such a time as this. That are trusting and relying on the Lord. Okay, one more to open up.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Okay.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise okay. God. My name is Brother Coleman. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Praise God. Did you say Brother Coleman from New York?
Yes.
Okay, the line is open for you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to give God praise, honor, and glory this day for being my Lord and Savior. I just thank God for the word today that was spoken, and servant God used it to each and every one of y'all. And I just thank God for being in the presence of the Lord on this day. I'm calling in for prayer for my daughter and my goddaughter. I just need God to do a miracle, that just touch their hearts. Some things happen, and I just need a breakthrough in that situation. I need prayer for me, and I just give God glory and honor. Thank you.
For your daughter and granddaughter?
No, goddaughter, yes.
Daughter. Let's go ahead and
my daughter
this
and
prayer.
My goddaughter, yes.
Okay. I can pray, but I was thinking about Mother Willette. We're going to make it brief because I know it's some other prayer requests, but I feel in my spirit, is to just go ahead and pray for him. Usually we try to collect all the prayer requests, and then sometimes we may do them individually as we go along, but I'm going to go ahead and take yours now. Mother Willette, you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead
yes,
pray.
Ma'am. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the precious and mighty and holy name of Jesus, we thank you so much for being the true and living God. Lord God, we just humbly bow our heads to you. We worship you, and we magnify your name. We thank you that you love us so much and that you're mindful of every situation that we face, oh God. And you're mindful and you're right in the midst of those situations. Even though we may not see you, you've made a promise that you will be with us, hallelujah, always. So we thank you, Lord God, that this situation that Brother Father Coleman is going through with his daughter and his goddaughter and himself has not taken you by surprise. But, Father, according to your word, you say pray the prayer of faith. Hallelujah. Pray believing that you receive and we shall receive. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So, Father, in accordance with your word, we pray and intercede for Brother Coleman's daughter and his goddaughter and for himself. You know the situation. You know the circumstance. And, Father God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you do so, sir. Release the miracle that is needed in their lives in Jesus' name. And let it bring about a closer walk with you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I thank you in advance. I thank you, Lord God, that whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for hearing our cry. And Lord God, we pray that Brother Coleman will receive this by faith that you have already worked it out. And if there's any hindrance that's trying to interfere from him receiving the miracle for his daughter and goddaughter and himself, we cancel the assignment because we realize, even as we study the book of Daniel, that there's a prince out there that's fighting against answers to prayers. So we cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus, and we praise you, Lord God, for getting the miracle that he stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We bless you. We pray the prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Praise the Lord. Pastor Bird, were you about to say something during this time? Was that you?
Yes. And I give God praise for who he is and all that he do. And even while she was giving the message, God was speaking to me. And this is what he said. He said, to keep crying out to me, the Lord your God. And he asked the question, what do you want from me? He said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. And God said to speak and establish a thing according to his word and to his will. And God said to come while it is day, for no man worketh when it is dark. You who are spiritually blinded, open your eyes and clean out your ears and hear what the Spirit of God is speaking to you. And let me see. I was writing this while she was speaking. And step out on faith. Walk by faith and not by sight, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Whatever you ask according to my will, try me and see if I won't, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I want to add this, while she was speaking, Alicia called me 3 times, so I put the phone down and answered the phone, and she was having chest pains. And I prayed for her while the message was going on. And so I just want us to keep Alicia and the family lifted up as they're traveling now. I know that you probably be calling her, but I would ask right now that we would just intercede for her. I canceled a whole lot of stuff over her, but for her to keep calling, and she was on the line before, so she knew I was on the line. But please be praying for her as they travel back to Arkansas.
Go ahead and pray, Pastor.
Father, we praise you, we honor you, God, and we give you glory. And God, everything that concerns us concerns you. And we know, God, that Alicia's steps are ordered by you. We know, Father God, that the angels are already in camp. We set them out before her and behind her and beside her. So, God, we lift her up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we cancel out heart attacks or anxiety or any other thing that's going on in that body that's not of you. We ask in the name of Jesus, God, as they travel that highway, dear God, that you comfort her as only you can. God, she's wonderfully and fearfully made, God, in your image and in your likeness. And we know, Father God, that during that traveling and transitioning, Father God, that the enemy, when he comes in like a flood, God, that you've already raised up a standard. So we call her healed and whole right now. We come against stress, anxiety, or any other thing, God, that would cause her to have chest pains. And I pray, Father God, as they travel, God, that she be able to get some rest, because we know when we are tired and when we are weary, God, things can happen. So I pray that even while they are traveling, God, that you give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. I am praying, Father God, that you comfort her now in the name of Jesus and take out all stressors, Father God, that would stress her and cause her, God, to have palpitations or any other thing in the name of Jesus. So we cancel Satan's assignment now. We called her healed by your stripes. You already said she was healed, God. So we thank you now that it be manifested even as they traveled. And we thank you for her, God. And we just keep her lifted before you. And we believe, Father God, that you got her covered, for you are her shield and buckler, dear God. You protect her and you keep her. So, God, we just bless her now and the children and Archie, even as they travel that highway, because we know that's a long drive and they've come a long way. So we ask, God, that you get them a refreshing in their bodies. Restore them, God, now in the name of Jesus. And bring alertness to them as they travel that highway. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're in an agreement as the prophet prayed, and we're going to still continue to pray. We have to stand and believe God that my child is covered, and he's going to protect and shield us, and we just keep casting the cares upon the Lord and keep standing in the gap and tearing down them strongholds until they get there. So we give God glory. In the meanwhile, as we cast this care back to the Lord, is there another prayer request or is there a praise report?
Minister BJ?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hello?
I'm here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank and praise God, first of all, for that beautiful, wonderful message that Mother McCormick brought. She did a phenomenal job on that. And everything she said, it was just absolutely wonderful. I thank and praise God. Sometime, you know, regarding the blind man, praise God, and I'm not going to try to preach the sermon over because she did such a marvelous job. Let me just say I enjoyed every morsel, beginning with the prayer all the way down to the very end. So I thank and praise God. She did a beautiful job with the prayer and made a confession in the prayer, praise God. The song, I love that Jesus said, if you just lean on me, he said, I won't let you fall. And there's a scripture that speaks that he is able to keep you from falling, praise God. So we don't have to fall, hallelujah, if we lean and depend. And it brought me to the song, I'm learning how to lean and to depend on Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God. She did a marvelous job once again, praise God. I love the testimony that she shared, praise God, of her experience of being tired, of being sick and tired of being tired, and how that she was at the club, praise God, and she couldn't stay in there. And I remember a time when I was at the club, praise God, and I saw the devil walking around in there, and I knew it was time for me to get up out the club then, praise God. But I thank and praise God for her experience, her sharing her testimony about her experience with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, praise God. And I just want to mention that every born-again believer should have a testimony, praise God, of their encounter with the Spirit of the living God. So I thank and praise God, and I just want to appreciate her, and I was so happy when I heard that she was speaking. I love when everybody speak, praise God, but I really was just happy to hear that because she is so humble, and she just put the word in just a way that you can really understand it. And I want to say while Pastor Bird was praying, praise God, for Alicia, praise God. You know, at our church sometime they'll say everybody pray as though you was asked to pray. So while she was praying, praise God, I was praying, and as she was saying that anxiety, I had said it in my mouth, I thank you, Lord, for delivering and healing any anxiety from exhaustion, praise God. And as she was saying it, I was saying it, Lord, let the peace of God, as she was saying that out of her mouth, I was saying the same words. So I thank and praise God for the oneness in prayer, praise God, and the Holy Spirit letting us know how to pray in Christ Jesus. So we thank God that he that come to the Lord must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek the Lord. So I thank and praise God for what he's doing, and I thank and praise God that all is well and that he's working things out, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, there's turmoil going on, but you know what? We know the one who sits on the throne, and by faith, everything that we stand in need of is already worked out. The children are delivered, praise God. They are saved, hallelujah. And those things that the enemy is trying to trap them with, hallelujah, they're broken by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus. So I just thank and praise God for what he's doing in this hour. I appreciate that message tonight. God bless you in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
We give God glory, and thank you for the prayers. Praise God. Who else, praise the Lord, that have a prayer, praise the Lord, a prayer? Praise the Lord, then. We're not going to, if all the lines are open, if there's not anything else to be said, we're going to go ahead and pray for that. Before we pray in closing, we're going to ask Mother McCormick, praise the Lord, if there's anything else left, because truly I have said my piece already to how much I enjoyed it, so I'm not going to add to that. I'm going to let you go ahead and have some words, and then we're getting ready to release the line and get ourselves prepared for our prayer on Monday night at 6 o'clock. Amen. And pray for Mother
Pastor.
Yes.
Pastor, can I?
Yes.
I want to just add my sister to the prayer
yes.
list and while she's praying. They put that light down again, and they found some more lesions in her stomach, and they still don't know what it is. They found, they did a CAT scan, and they found some lesions somewhere around her head, and they're getting ready to send her to oncologist. So we're just believing God that she is healed, no cancer, that they won't find it in the name of Jesus. So please just lift her up, Rosalie Peak.
So she's going to the tomorrow?
I'm not sure what day. They're supposed to be making her an appointment. Because they, you know, where they took that stuff from her stomach, when they go
yeah.
back, it's there again. And they still don't know what it is. They still don't know where it's coming from. But she has several lesions now. And so we're just believing God.
Praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, as we all come in agreement, you have already did a miracle and you already had pastors speaking the word, and we was in agreement. There was no cancer found. So we are thanking you, Lord, that it is so. Whatever this attack is, the enemy coming against, we curse it at the root. We command it that it dry up in the name of Jesus. We bind it up for the enemy trying to bring a name up or trying to bring something up for a reoccurrence or trying to make it to be something that is not. God, you are the healer. You said by your stripes we were healed. You did that already at Calvary. So it's that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he's a liar. We command that thing to dry up now in the name of Jesus. She will not be a guinea pig, and she'll not just be cut on because glory out there trying to find out for their own satisfaction. We believe in you that you're going to divinely step in and cause them to be mesmerized about the power of God and the power of prayer. In the name of Jesus, we command that stuff to cease, to stop growing, dry up in the name of Jesus. We're praying that you continue to bless her. We bind up anxiety attacks that might try to come upon her, any type of fear, because you're not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. We thank you for the power of prayer. We're believing and thanking you for all the miracles that you already wrought in some lives, and we know, glory to God, this is no exception. We're believing, glory to God, as we come on one accord tonight. God, we're going to hear a different report concerning what is, and we're walking by faith and not by sight. So, God, I thank you for her encouragement. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing, glory to God, my sister, Bird, as well as others, that the loved ones that, glory to God, we're standing in faith, being on one accord in faith. You say, how can two walk together unless they agree? Glory to God. So we're walking together in agreement to see the power of your hand at work in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself in such a way that, glory to God, no man can get any glory but you. And we thank you for the power of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God, wherever Mother Mother Alexander is, that's on this trip.
Mother Alexander is on. Mother Alexander,
oh, you're
on.
You made it back.
I made it back. I just caught the hand of Mother McCurdy, and I was enjoying it. Thank God for her.
We give God glory.
Amen.
That's it. I don't want to run over you while you're talking.
Amen. That's it. That's it.
Well, we give God glory. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to leave the line open for you now before we get ready to close for tonight. So you have some any remarks?
I just enjoyed the word that I caught. I caught the henna for not much, but yes, the word was so good. She was right on time in what she's saying. The scripture she read, everything was right on time. Today we need more. Just like I said,
amen,
the word of God, we need to stand on the word and we need to stand firm, know who we are.
Right.
So when we open our mouth, we know the enemy have no dominion, no authority. And no matter how sickness come against our body, remember one thing. God's word said, he take away sickness. He is the healer. Never let the enemy think he have victory over a child of God. Because remember what
amen
the Lord said. The power is given unto us. And in the name of Jesus, everything got to bow down. In
amen
the name of Jesus. So I thank
God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank
God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You all remember to keep continuously, Mother, Pastor Apostle Tweedy, lifted up before the Lord for her. And also Prophetess Lena, Sister Lena, that's in the hospital that had the stroke. But in the meantime, Mother McCormick, we're going to go ahead and give you the floor before we get ready to close. And any remarks, we want to hear from you now.
Praise the Lord again. I just want to just thank each and every one of y'all for just being by my side. I tell you, as I was talking to Sister Hubbard, and she was asking me, about doing this today, and I told her, I said, well, I don't have a word. She said, you got a word. You got a word. But I thank God for how she pressed, how she pushed me. Sometimes you just need somebody. I know Jesus, God is, he's there to help us, but sometimes you try to lean back, and you know it's there, but you just try to lean back. But she always pushed me, and I like that about her. She pushed me to step out and to do what I know that God helped me to do. So I thank God for Sister Alexander and Sister Pastor Bird and Sister Willie. I thank God for Sister Hubbard and all of y'all, because y'all just don't know how much y'all have blessed me and how y'all just encouraged me. And I know I have between my church going to church at the place where I go at, and listen to y'all. I have really grown. I have really come up a level more than I'm just amazed at my own self, how God has done things for me. And just like Sister Alexander always say, know who you are. I hear that all the time in my spirit. Know who you are. We got to know who we are in Christ. We got to be able to stand and to speak this word and not be ashamed wherever we go. Because I was in the grocery store at Walmart the other day, and I began to talk to this man about the word of God, and I was just talking to him, and he was telling me, I had my granddaughter, he said, this little girl, she must go to church. And I said, yeah, she go to church. And so he said, and I began to talk to her. He said, that's what they need to do, be in church. And I was talking to him, and I was just telling him about Jesus, and he was saying, feed me some more. Just give me some more of the word like that, you know. And I just want my light to shine. I don't want to be, I just want to be what God want me to be, you know, because when I was, before I got saved, I would just stand up in the church, and I would just wring my hand and cry, and I would just cry. Before I got saved, I cried and I cried because I want to be changed, and I want to be changed for the better. I didn't want to be half-stepping. I want to be real at what I did. So I just thank God for each and every one of y'all. Just continue to pray for me that I'll continue to be what Jesus had me to be.
Amen.
Amen. Request real quick, because my spirit is quickening. Father, I pray right now, and I am in total agreement with the prophet that prayed for Alicia. But God, we pray for Archie on that road, too, and his concern for his wife and the children, for if they are woke, they don't get over anxious or anxiety out of their concern. We cancel every assignment of the enemy for any tension or stress in that car now in the name of Jesus, that they will not have to stop and not have to, glory to God, get caught up on pulling on the side of the highway for this, that, and other. That word that went forth already, we are in agreement right now that peace will be all and out in that car, but also that divine, that anointing of the prayer that spoke healing, glory to God. And even while my other, she was speaking, she was saying the same thing in her spirit. She was praying. So, God, we're thanking you right now. God, when you speak to our hearts, no matter how simple it may seem, we want us to be obedient. So, God, I'm just praying out of the glory to God about faith, and we are thanking you, and through the night and all the other requests, God, we just believe in you. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And we speak in life right now, our children, our grandchildren, ourselves, and ministry, whatever it is. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come to steal life, health, and wholeness, glory to God, what God has for us. And all the ones that we've already prayed for and been praying for, standing out, we've been looking for praise reports that will come back to glorify the Lord. Nothing that flesh be exalted, but the Lord be glorified. That we will not exalt ourselves, and we will not be in a place that we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but we know who we are and stand together, united, to put the enemy to flight, because he is the corporate destroyer. But our God said he came to give us life and life more abundant. So that's what we believe in. So we're going to be like blind Bartimaeus. We're going to cry, Jesus, hallelujah, that's Son of David. Whatever it is that we ask, what we need in the name of Jesus, and press and pursue and believe it by faith that the manifestation shall come to pass. So we're blessing you, glory to God. Even for our sister, a report is going to come back different, no matter what it looks like. We're not looking at what day it is, but it is coming, glory to God. That this thing, what the enemy is trying to take her down with, he will not succeed. You said no weapon formed. It's formed against us, but it's not going to prosper. In the name of Jesus, and we know, glory to whom we believe. We know what your word said, and you said it's faith that move you. And you said when we pray, believe that we receive. And you said, glory to God, those that come to you and diligently seek you, how you will reward in the name of Jesus. But nevertheless, we're going to cast all our cares upon you and believe, nevertheless, thy will be done. Thy will be done. You have the last say so in every situation. So we bless you tonight for that word again, for the anointing, and every night that you call us to come together, that we will glorify and magnify the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And if there's not another request, if there's not another remark, we're going to say so long, and hold fast to faith, hold fast to his word, and thanking God for the blood covering and the protection, the shield, and looking for greater days, greater things, and for him to move us in a way like never before, that these giftings that he put on the inside of us, we're going to use it for his glory. And he's going to give us that divine wisdom and strategy, how we're going to walk this journey and to accomplish whatever he set it out for us to do, because his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set it out to do. Ask, and it shall be given, as she said. Seek, we shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Let us commit our ways unto the Lord, and he said he'll bring it to pass. And be strong in the Lord and be of good courage, and let him strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name, shalom.
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 Shalom. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in our mouth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For
God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord for the messenger to break the bread of life. To God be the glory. Feed us, Lord, till we want no more. Bread of heaven. Feed us till we want no more. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless the Lord. Amen.